This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this area news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Federal agents and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotic search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators report finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drugs and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. All three suspects were booked into the Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with information can contact Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-5245 or p3tips.com. Police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through January 1st, 2026. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. An Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Malraya, 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog, Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his boat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach as early ice formed on the lake. Malraya says the houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects in late February or March. Despite the setback, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Malraya food and support, while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues checking on his safety. Hansen said Malraya plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. And we will be back with your national and international news after this brief advertisement from our sponsor.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wisworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back with your national news. Federal transportation investigators are reviewing cockpit recordings and radar data after a JetBlue flight from Caraco to New York reported taking evasive action to avoid a U.S. military tanker aircraft near Venezuelan airspace, with early reports indicating no injuries but prompting questions over air traffic coordination and military notification protocols. And Australian authorities are reporting that 16 people were killed and dozens injured when a father and son gunman pair opened fire at a Hanukkah event at Sydney's Bondi Beach, in which police describe as a targeted terrorist attack that has prompted calls for tighter gun laws and increased security at religious gatherings.
For the complete news stories,